Hi everyone. All right, today's topic is 3 B2B prospecting secrets that the top salespeople will not share with you. There is a significant group of salespeople who worry about their sales numbers on a month-to-month basis, and chances are their pipeline is broken. They spend every day doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, which is insanity, without knowing how to improve their situation. In a 2015 podcast on B2B prospecting, Alice Heinemann, founder of her own namesake company, was asked, why do sales leaders find it so hard to get salespeople to prospect on a regular basis? And responded, one of the biggest issues is the lack of training and really the lack of understanding what is prospecting. So, what is prospecting to you? It is generally defined as the first step of the sales process, which consists of searching or identifying potential customers, aka prospects, to then develop a database of people that you should be communicating with. It sounds like a marketing responsibility, doesn't it? Effective prospecting requires you to understand the subtle difference between lead generation and sales prospecting. Marketing utilizes one-way communication and a one-to-many approach, whereas sales prospecting is expected to achieve two-way communication through a one-to-one approach. This means that in prospecting, your message has to be personalized to the person you are speaking to, with the goal that the prospect will engage back in communication. It is not tricky. In fact, we probably all know that one colleague that handles B2B prospecting with ease. Looking at them often makes you wonder what their secrets could be. Well, you're in luck. I managed to decipher 3 of them, and I'm happy to share this with you. Point 1. The Phoenix Returns. You're not going to like this, but it works, and for good reason. The first secret is that cold calling is now effective again. Think about it. The 2 biggest reasons why cold calling previously lost its shine were because the internet provided us with solutions to our problems even before someone else could tell us about it. And point 2, we got sick and tired of multiple phone calls a day insisting how a new product suits our needs. So, what has changed? Well, for starters, when was the last time you received a cold call, and did it annoy you significantly enough for you to remember the details of why you hated it? A random spiel will not achieve any success at cold calling. However, being meticulous and preparing a script that identifies and addresses your prospect pain points without forcing a product down their throat will get you different results. The approach will be refreshing, and if your solution certainly provides value, there will be no reason for the prospect to at least schedule a meeting. Point 2. Read The Art of War by Sun Tzu. No, really, it is a must read. The book has inspired so many business leaders, politicians, athletes, and even military personnel. The fact that its teachings have stood the test of time is a testament to its effectiveness. Among other things, it preaches high importance on knowing different battles and picking the right strategy for them. Prospecting in B2B is exactly that. It requires a multi-channel approach with every prospect. It could be a phone call, email, referral, LinkedIn, events networking, or even leaving a voicemail. These are some of the different battles, and each of them requires the perfect strategy. If you go in thinking that a one-message-fits-all approach is sufficient, you will not attain the results you seek. To the victor belongs the spoils. Remember, business owners love to collaborate with people who show that they put in the time and effort to being as unique and thoughtful as possible, because these people maintain the same principles throughout the course of business. Point 3. Practice makes perfect. All sales professionals will practice their craft without a doubt. The problem is, most of us practice learning to sell on our prospects. I would be the first to raise my hand and be guilty of this, because practicing a sales spiel with a colleague or even in front of a mirror is as awkward as it sounds. But this is what separates the best sales professionals from the average. The sacrifice of putting yourself in awkward situation raises you into the top 20% of your field. If you understand Pareto's principle, you understand why this is important. Especially in the B2B world, how many mistakes can you make before you run out of prospects? The B2B environment requires a delicate touch and not some raging bull going head on into every obstacle when trying to get results. Sure, you might break down some walls while you're at it, but the amount of negative attention accrued from all the noise might not be worth it in the long run. After all, the decent salesperson knows that prospecting is an art form and beauty is created from passion and finesse. All right, that's all I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.